said. I don't know what his trip is. No one does. He's obviously some guy who thinks with a little bit of power he can just go ahead and dictate his terms. And you know what? He knows how to play the game.
Dying? You want millions of Americans dying?
He's not talking about millions of Americans dying.
No. I say, hey, you know what? Our military guys are there to do a job. If this is a job that they're called upon to do, they've already signed on for that. And they go in and they do their job. Whatever happens, happens. You know what? But we obviously have to take charge of this guy. And if it's left up to the United States to do it, then so be it.
What about the women and children, man?
What women and children?
There'll be millions of them slaughtered if the war goes down the way it did the last time out.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. There were no women and children.
Oh, bullcrap, man. We killed thousands of them.
Hey, you know what? And even if there are women and children killed, you know what? No one likes to say this, but that's part of the deal. If Saddam Hussein forces us, he's forcing us to go in and do this. That's the problem.
Easy for you to say, kicking it in Riverside. Lie, you see about a people what has got women and children in their family.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well,
okay,
you know,
let's talk about you probably never had a job in your life. You're living off some grant money for going, you know, being a doctor, even a student all your life, and now you're some professor or doctor. You probably never been out in the real world.
I am.
Yeah, you're stuttering over your words, blah, blah, blah. You know what?
I'm an intellectual. And that's what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah. Oh, most of the intellectuals I know use the words like dude and his trip
I'm talking about the way that Saddam Hussein's been treated. He ain't been given no fair hearing. And that's all I'm talking about his trip is.
Hey, you know what? Here's
the thing.
Why don't you drop a bomb down his throat and that'll be his hearing, okay?
Then kill a few more women and children. That's is what you do.
What are you talking about women and children for? We're talking about shit up.
Yeah, he'll put the women and children near the plants that we bomb.
There you go. You just said it. You just make my argument for me. He knows how to play the game.
Then we'll kill the women's and children. The man should get a fair shake. That's all I'm saying.
A fair shake?
He's lost his
fair shake. Listen to this jackass, a fair shake. We gave the son of a bitch his share for it. A fair shake.
He's using crudity.
Yeah.
What?
Right, you're going to go give Hitler a fair shake?
He's using crudity.
Huh?
What?
Crudity?
I'm saying that you have to understand what his trip is.
Did you write a dictionary? Did you make that word
you
up?
You do what you need to do.
You are the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever listened to.
Oh.
I'm talking about going in there and neutralizing this guy.
All right, Harvey, calm down, and Dr. Dowder, calm down, and I want to thank the gentleman for the call. You both of you guys need to let each other finish a sentence so that we can move in on this situation a little bit. Here is Thousand Oaks on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How can you possibly be concerned about millions of women and children being killed when he's already been gassing his own people to start with? This is why we went in and stopped them in the first place.
We're talking about the... What are you talking about?
You're accusing us of killing millions. I don't know where you get the millions comment from, but you're accusing us of killing women and children from collateral damage. What about, hang on a second, what about all the Kurds? What about all of his own people? He gassed women and children and defenseless old men sitting there, and that was the reason why we went in there the first place.
You know about the oil situation?
What are you talking about oil? I thought we were talking about lives.
No, I'm talking about because of America.
Well, if you want to have a political conversation about the oil, that's a separate conversation. You said we're going to kill millions of people with collateral damage. He's doing it for you.
If we go in with smart bombs, we'll kill millions of women and children.
Millions?
Before they even get CNN's cameras set up.
Good.
Yeah.
And the problem is what?
And let me explain the oil situation to you.
No. What's the problem with wiping out the women and children as well?
The reason why we're down there is because of the oil situation and because of the fact that we want the oil. And that's why.
Listen, we heard that argument.
Look, there didn't used to be oil. I'm going to explain.
I don't know. I want to get a word in edgewise here, Phil, because I'm listening to this jackass going on and on.
Yeah, you don't want to know the truth. You don't want to know the truth.
What makes you think you have the truth?
I want to explain to you that at one time Iraq used to be called Mesopotamia, and at one time Iran was called Persia, and there never used to be no oil. Then there was oil, and that's the whole reason why there's a trip going down now the way it's been.
Will you listen to this? Is that supposed to be some history lesson?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. What do you got?
What I've got is a sensible solution, and that is a surgical military strike to neutralize these points of weapons. listening to this guy has just got me.
All right, you need to calm down, Harvey.
He's got me flustered. Weapons production.
Yeah, spit it out, old man.
Spit it out, old man. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting for you.
Okay, look at both of you guys. Need to just chill and grow up. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. We're debating the Iraq situation as it was outlined by President Clinton today. Are you in favor of military action? Are you not? In favor, attorney at law Harvey Wireman, and against, Dr. Jeff Dowder from Caltech.
Phil says that there is probably a likelihood of civilian casualty.
Yes, in Iraq.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when your thought is?
I don't care. I heard the last caller say, so what if we do kill women and children over there? I'll tell you something right now. This guy who's saying,
oh, my God, man.
Let me finish my point.
Let him finish.
Whoa.
Let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
This guy Hussein has been in power so long that as far as I'm concerned, the Iraqi people are propping him up. And the Iraqi women are SOL, as we used to say, in the Marine Corps. So if you're talking about women and children dying, America has never shied away from killing women and children. Why would we be afraid of it now?
Listen to this. This is what I'm talking about.
And the other thing that I want to make the point of is that as far as I'm concerned, we should mobilize as many men as we can so we do get rid of this guy. I have talked to my old sergeant in the reserves. And I would be happy to work in some support staff, support position, so that we can get these people and get it over with.
Dr. Dowder?
Oh, man, I'm listening to talk about women and children. I will say this, sir. You are Satan. So what the stuff you say...
Oh, listen to this bull crap.
What the stuff you say is the meanest, cruelest, and can I represent America policy?
Well, it has represented American policy. The reason why we are preeminent in the world today is because we weren't afraid to kill a few women and children. And that's just
as a Christian, I cannot continue with this bull crap fascist bastard. And I would say that in all due honesty.
All right, let me take a phone call here. Burbank on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry, what is the gentleman's name, the veteran?
My name is Harvey Wireman, ma'am.
Hi, sir. You know, I absolutely agree with you, and I have the utmost respect for you. And this
Thank
is
you.
My comment towards the other one that you have on.
Dr. Jeff Dowder.
You know something? You show no respect to this man. How dare you show absolute disrespect to our military like that? You need to grow up, sir.
I think we ought to throw a hand grenade.
No, sir. You are a freakazoid.
Yeah, well,
that's what you are. You're a freakazoid.
Call the military and shoot them. What do you think about that?
Oh, so we should continue letting this psychopath go do what he's doing. Is that we're supposed to let this lunatic do?
I don't support murder. Are you a baby killer too?
Oh, no, sir, I'm not a baby killer. But this is, we have to do something that's right here. We can't let this lunatic go do what he's doing.
Let's kill some women and children, then. That's what's right, huh? What a bunch of
No,
crap,
I think
man.
I think you need to show respect towards our military. That's what I think. You have no respect whatsoever.
Screw the military and the horse they rode in on.
Listen to this bastard. I spent 5 years in the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah. Who cares where you were, man? Want to go out and kill women and children, man? You're going to have to do that all by yourself, dude. I'm taking a pass on that.
What drugs are you on?
Well, I'll tell you right now that the United States of America, as I said before, Phil, we won a lot of wars because we weren't afraid to kill a couple of children. And if that's what it takes, and I'm sure this lady agrees, that's what it takes.
You agree with that, ma'am?
Absolutely.
Let's kill a few kids, huh?
Even if it means that, if it's going to stop this madman once and for all.
Let's get a couple of those kids out there in the street and kill them, huh?
I'm sorry to say that, but if that's the sacrifice
lady.
We have to make
You're
to stop this madman, it's that we have to
You're
do. This
killer.
Is what we have to do.
Why don't you just
obviously,
go kill some babies,
obviously
lady.
Your freakazoid guest does not understand that.
Hey, is this Glynis Walker calling in?
Let me just say something. As a military man, I recognize sometimes civilians do die. It's unfortunate. FEMA, but that's not what we were trying to do.
Well, what were you trying to do? Kill, just destroy a few pagodas, man? You don't drop an atom bomb without trying to kill people.
That was collateral damage.
Wait a minute. 60,000 people dying in Hiroshima was collateral damage?
Yes, it was.
How do you figure that?
That is what we were trying to do by dropping the bomb on Hiroshima.
Well, like Jeff said, what were you trying to do? Destroy some pagodas?
We were trying to send a message to the Japanese government that they can't muck around with the greatest power on Earth.
And so the 60,000 people who died at Hiroshima was collateral damage?
Yes.
Jesus, man, you're unbelievable.
All right, 1-800-5...
Man, are you just going to sit and as a Christian...
All right, as a Christian, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI, oh man, L.A. County, Altadena on KFI AM 640, hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a point to the doctor. You know, Saddam Hussein makes this bacteria agent called anthrax.
He doesn't make no anthrax, dude, it's a bacteria that's in nature.
No, he creates it, he hybrids it, so he made it.
He didn't make no anthrax, man,
well,
he had it ever
okay,
since
you say that. Okay, you say that we're going to go over there and kill millions of people, huh?
In the 19th century, dude, anthrax is a farm disease.
He makes it, he hybrided it, so that means he made the strand.
He hybrided it.
Okay, he can say, for instance, dump it on Los Angeles. How many millions of people would die then?
What do you mean hybrid?
Hybrid? Well, they've been hybriding bacteria ever since the World War II, as far as I know, but I know...
What is that?
What?
What is hybrid?
Hybrid?
Yeah.
Well, anything that's modified, maybe. Like, for instance, hybriding cattle. But that's not the point. Like,
modified cattle? You're talking about modified...
Can you please let me make a point?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about, hybrid.
Okay.
Will you listen to this ass? Let me explain it to him.
Okay.
Hybrid means when you synthesize two things together to make something new.
What?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. It means...
Never mind. Go ahead with your point, sir.
Okay, like I said, he can make a bacteria, virus, protozoan, microbe, or microbe of any type. He can let it loose, say, in Los Angeles.
We need new cows? Is that what you're saying?
Well, like I'm
he
saying...
He ain't saying we need new cows.
Man, this guy...
Where he's talking about...
What you're talking about.
What I'm trying to say is this guy can kill billions of people.
You know, at this point, I don't care how many Iraqis die, but you, Dr. Doubter, have made an ass of yourself and this debate.
I'm asking what's wrong with the cows we got now.
There's nothing wrong. Like I'm saying, it's just not bacteria. He got sarin gas.
It's not about cows. It's about anthrax, like this man is saying. And these are bacteriological weapons that are being used against innocent people.
Oh, I see, as opposed to the smart bombs that is being used against innocent people.
The smart bombs are nothing compared to what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you, what's wrong with the cows that we have?
That's not the point.
Yeah, you said we's making new cows.
You're getting off the point.
No, man, did you say...
What drugs have you been taking?
Man, I ain't taking no drugs. You're the dude that said we's making new cows.
Well, like I'm saying, you
right.
know...
Right?
Like I said, Saddam Hussein can kill billions of people. And,
What, with cows?
He needs to be out of...
Drop cows out of airplanes on him?
I'm not going to argue with you.
I would not dignify his response
He's the one that's taking a trip tonight, for sure.
You're the dude that brought up cows, man. I'm asking
Goodbye.
You, can he kill billions of cows? Oh, man, he hung up.
Well, of course, he hung up because you're a jump ball.
You all right, Harvey?
Hold on for a minute. Sounds like the old man's having a hard time.
Okay, you need to get some water, Harvey?
Yeah, I'll get some. Anyway, what I was saying to that dude, he's talking about hybrid cows and what that's got to do with anything, I don't know.
Well, Harvey Wireman's making the point that a few dead women and children is enough of a price to pay for America's victory.
Yeah, okay, man, that sounds like a nightline to me.
Okay, Laguna Hills on KFI AM 640, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm all for Harvey. And whine baby doctor can go to bed. I mean, anytime a group of people like the Iraqians leave a guy like him in power...
The Iraqians, huh?
To leave a guy like him in power long enough to create a problem like this for the world, then if they happen to be in the way when we clean up the mess that they made...
All right, anyway, thanks for your call. Here's Norwalk on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, Doubter, you ought to listen to Mr. Wireman for, like, once.
Yeah,
okay.
He's talking
Phil, if you'll permit me to give a definition for hybrid before I continue.
Go ahead.
Okay, According to scientific definitions, hybrid is a splice of two or more products to produce one generally enhanced. Okay, you're talking about the loss of life. Okay, you're talking about
talking
that.
About
you're talking about
women and children.
Listen to me. For once, you're going to listen to somebody. Okay. For once, you're going to listen to somebody. Okay. The lives are irrelevant. The lives are completely irrelevant. Mr. Hussein allowed women, children, old men to sit in front of the factories that he was using to produce VX poison gas, anthrax, and hundreds of other biological weapons. He allowed them to sit there and die as a moral threat to the United States. That's inviting them to die. How can you say otherwise?
If we get hybrid cows.
Hybrid cows are irrelevant, you idiot.
No, but will they still go moo, or what'll they...
You know, you're acting purposefully like a jackass.
You don't seem
just to get up.
Yeah, he is, Phil. He's saying these things just to get the argument up.
No, man, because
you don't seem to get the idea,
no,
do you?
I get the idea, and I know about biological weapons.
But
hello,
okay,
you heard a
you talk about
weapons?
Anthrax. Get off the poison cows thing. Okay, if one cubic centimeter of anthrax is dropped into downtown Los Angeles within the first day, 100,000 will die. Within the second day, over 100 million will die. Do you want that kind of price on your head?
Weapons, man. Nuclear weapons, man. Are those good weapons? Are those things that are really cool to have, man?
Nuclear weapons cannot destroy the entire planet.
No, nuclear weapons don't destroy the entire planet. You call me stupid, man?
You call yourself a professor of mechanical physics, you idiot?
You jackass.
No,
okay,
wait.
All right, hold on, okay? I think Dr. Dowder has one point. Nuclear weapons will destroy the entire planet. But thanks for calling. Here's Montebello on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, they have super cows that go moo.
Is he still on a super cow thing? This guy's supposed to be a professor. He doesn't even know what a hybrid is.
Mechanical physics.
Let me tell you something.
And
Saddam has already admitted to having biological weapons and stuff like that. He's just not fessed up to how many he's had.
About what?
On the biological and chemical weapons.
Yeah.
And he did. He gassed his own people.
What about?
But that's the Kurdistan then. And the Kurds, he gassed them when he was fighting with them.
What for?
And he also used it against Iran.
What for?
Because that's what he felt like doing.
Well, maybe they deserve it. Reason, tell me what Saddam Hussein's trip is, and we can diplomatically work it out with him.
No, you can't work out diplomatically with a madman, and he's another Hitler over there, and he has the wherewithal to start something, and if we don't stop him, he'll start it.
I don't want another Hiroshima on my hands, man.
Well, then you better stop him now, because you'll have worse Hiroshima.
Because this dude, America will kill women and children by the bushels.
And that's not what happened in the war over there either. Thousands killed.
I was in World War II, and we didn't kill millions. We only killed 60,000.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-521-KFI.
You think Ruth's Chris has hybrid cows?
What?
I think that because the steak at Ruth's Chris. I think they got
this guy is a jackass, and if he doesn't shut up, I'm getting off your program.
All right, hold on.
As a veteran of World War II, and I made this statement to you, I am in support of President Clinton, and I will certainly be contacting the United States Marine Corps because of my reserve status, and I would do what I can for my country.
And I'd like to describe the region where Iraq is staying. One side is Pakistan, south side of it is Egypt, and the other side of it is Greece, and there's no way in hell it has any strategic implications.
What do you mean strategic implications? You know, I have been patient.
All right, Harvey, if you would just bear with us here for another 6 minutes. Let me go to Altadena on KFI in KFI...
AM 640.
KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Altadena, how are you?
I'm all right. I'd like to suggest that you get another speaker to hold up the side of it not being the right thing for us to do to have military intervention instead of further negotiation at this time.
I don't think it's very good because of the women and the children's.
Well, it's not very good anyway.
That's right. And I think that if we go in there with a bunch of bombs and stuff,
could it be bad?
Well, we need to negotiate with a new team, possibly. We need to have faith in negotiation because there's too much at
stake. World War II veteran. I was at Saipan in the World War II.
I think that I could do better than to have two debaters who call each other names.
My wife passed on 10 years ago, and I used to love to dance and do all kinds of things.
Well, I hope you get to do that again.
Do you bowl?
No, I don't bowl.
Oh, I love
it. I'm 83 years old.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I do a lot of other things. I'm a peacenik.
What about gymnastics?
I'm heading up right now, more interested in having a protest, vigil against...
You know what I do? I get up a bunch of us senior citizens for a pickup game of basketball on Saturdays. Would you be interested?
No, I wouldn't be interested, but thank you so much. I've just got too much to do.
You could come out and be a cheerleader.
Well, thank you. I think I have other talents.
Well, you're very sweet, dear. Thank you.
Well, you're very kind to me, but I wish that you too...
Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Adolf Hitler?
I certainly do.
How about a guy by the name of Alberto Mussolini?
Well, I certainly remember both of those.
Alberto Mussolini.
But I'm... Not only opposed to capital punishment, I'm opposed to killing it all, and I think we need to have more faith in our negotiators. We can have a new negotiating team if necessary. I'd like to see someone hold up the opposition.
The thing is great, and you're wonderful. Do you eat meat?
No, I don't. I'm a vegetarian.
You like pizza? You ever had a cheese pizza?
Oh, sure.
Jesus, is this guy a jackass?
What are we getting into? I would really like to propose having Mr. Robert Vogel defend the idea of opposition to military intervention
right
now.
Absolutely, ma'am. Thank you for your call. You're very nice to call. Riverside on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment for the doctor.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a question. I want to know, he's so concerned about blood being shed with the women and children over there. What about our women and children? What about us?
Oh.
I am a woman. I have a 3-year-old son.
So Hussein's going to come over here and kill you, huh?
You don't know what's going to happen.
You're
he's crazy.
High,
he
lady.
Can drop. He can. No, I'm not.
Get yourself another Grand Marnier. What are you talking about, man? Is he going to fly over here in a Boeing 707 and
maybe not personally.
He has a legitimate fear, you jackass.
We don't know. We don't know what he has set up. He could have people here set up waiting. We don't know anything.
Yeah, you know who I think it is? I think it's your pool man. What are you talking about, lady? What is United Airlines going to fly him over from Iraq nonstop?
We never had any planes hijacked, huh?
No.
And we never had any terrorists in our country, did we?
The Iraqi government could.
Yeah, the only terrorists we ever had were good homegrown Iowa farm boys.
Listen.
What?
Don't drink another Kool-Aid.
Where were you? How many years ago? Like 7, 8 years ago, they were hijacking planes all the time. You don't remember this?
In America?
Oh, my God, you are crazy.
You don't even know what you is talking
about. You don't
about.
Know what you're talking about. Women and
is
children,
you
know what I say?
You
I
remember?
Say screw them. It sucks to be them. It sucks to be and where they are. It sucks to be born in those countries.
How many kids has you got?
I don't have anything. I have one child.
Is you am remember Oklahoma City?
I have one child, and my husband was in the Navy for 3 years. And you know what? I don't want to see him go over there.
Does you ever remember the Gulf Wars?
Oh, my gosh. You are so ignorant. He is completely ignorant.
You is not remember Gulf Wars when M. men got killed.
What
do you mean when men got killed?
Killed? What's with the English?
She don't remember Gulf War when men got killed.
What is with the English?
Well,
anyway, my whole point
you
is
not know.
You're so freaked out about them dying, you don't even care about us. You need to go over there and be with them then and hold their hands if you're so worried about them.
You never know nothing about nothing.
What is he talking about?
Do not know about Gulf War.
Where's the host?
When man was
are you there?
Gulf War died many people.
Is someone going to tell him to get a brain?
Did you not go Gulf War, see man die there?
Oh, my God.
The man on the moon.
Oh, come on.
What is your problem?
KFI, Los Angeles more stimulating talk radio.
This is a joke.